OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, hey, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B., and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Switch up.
What it do, y'all? Happy Friday. Happy Friday. If you're just tuning in, you've been grooving to some great stuff. I'm a great playlist that Tawanda Cawthon, one of our interns, put together. Thank you so much for that. Of course, we feature some of Beyonce's hot new music because we are scheduled to have a very special person. He's one of the hottest choreographers repping dance today. His name is Jeffrey Page, and we're trying to get him on. And he's doing so many great, great things. He's nominated right now for an Emmy, and he actually just won MTV Music Video Award, an award for best choreographer for Run the World Girls by Beyonce. I'm so tongue-tied and confused and stuff because I wish I could dance and all that great stuff. I may be running the world, but I'm not a dancer, and they're doing so many great, great things. So we're trying to get him on the line. So definitely hold tight. And if we, for some crazy happenstance, we don't get him on, don't trip because you're still hanging with me. And we got some callers, so I might just put them on blast and bring them on with me just to, you know, kind of chillax and, you know, groove to the whatever we decide to play for you guys. Also, considering we got a little bit of time, I want to let you know that you can always go right now because, you know, it's kind of entertaining, definitely. You can always go to www.eotmblog.com, check up with and get connected with all the latest celebrity news, celebrity gossip, entertainment news, all the EOTM TV and radio and media happenings will definitely be posted there. So make sure you check out EOTMblog.com. And in the interim, y'all, we're still waiting on Jeffrey Page. I'm going to go ahead and just play this song I just love to death. I may be sending like subliminal messages to people. I'm not going to say your names, but whatever the case, just groove to CeeLo Green with me, and we'll be right back.
I'm like, forget you and forget her, you better find
What's up? That was CeeLo Green with Forget You, and I was sending it out to, you know, nobody in particular. But definitely, if you're tuning in right now, you're streaming live to EOTMradio.com. This is your girl, Carla B, and you're rocking with me for my E-Buzz show. It is the early show on EOTM Radio, and a show where we were supposed to have a great guest. His name is Jeffrey Page, and I'm definitely going to put him on blast, and we'll definitely get him on hopefully next week, because it's all, you know, my time is almost up. But I do want to thank a couple people that definitely support my show and got my back always. It's this little girl who lives way, way, way away, a long, just far, far away, kind of like Shrek. She's a cute little girl with a really big, bright face. She lives in South Carolina. Her name is Kiki. Yeah, her name is Kiki, and I want to say hello to you and thank you for listening to my show. I appreciate you. This goes out to Kiki in South Carolina. And if you're Kiki, you know who I'm talking to. That's what's up. We got my girl, Sweet T, the Sassy Diva, holding it down with me. I see you, girl. What's good with you?
What a time. Great.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm just going to tell you this, right? I have this really great, special tribute for Jeffrey Page, because of course he just won a MTV Music Video Award for the work he did on Beyonce's video Run the World Girls, which is a great video. So I had a lot of great stuff for him, and for whatever reason he didn't call in, but I'm going to let him know and his people know that the invitation is still open. Get with me, we're going to make it happen. But other than that, Sweet T, I'm groovy as usual. You know me.
I know that's right, Carla B. Ain't no wrong with that. You got to have a sister here in this business.
So, yes.
You know, like she said, the doors are still open. I still have your back no matter what. You know
that's
how we do
up.
It.
Yeah, definitely. Because I do want to get the 411 down on, you know, all the great stuff. I heard some great things about Beyonce and how she worked and her work ethic and things like that. And then as far as Jeffrey Page, he's doing so many great things. I know he's in Los Angeles because they're doing the Emmys are going to be happening over the weekend. So that's going to be exciting as well. And he was actually nominated for an Emmy. So there you go.
Wow, I can't wait till that comes, because I can't wait to see the outfits, the heels, the makeup, the hairdo.
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, it really is, And actually, I'm going to be on the red carpet on September 18th doing some behind-the-scenes Emmy stuff. It's going to be all kind of major A-list and B-list celebrities that are going to be there. It might be even be some C-listers out there. We'll definitely give you your time to shine as well. We don't discriminate.
Wow.
We don't discriminate, but definitely it's going to be exciting. It's an Emmy giving weekend. It's going to be a great, great time, you know?
Right.
Definitely. Definitely, girlfriend. So I'm excited.
So what you probably wear? You probably wear, like, what you on?
Oh, my God,
dress,
girl.
Dress, or
well,
you going to dress Castro?
Yes.
Like,
no, baby girl. I'm actually have a black, it is a Donna Karan dress. It's gorgeous. I've actually been on this crash diet, whereas I haven't eaten anything in a week.
Well, you know what? Let me teach you a secret, Carla B. You know, I don't understand when people are always saying they want to be on a diet that fit in the clothes. Yeah. It's the clothes. You're supposed to make the clothes fit you. You don't try to fit the clothes.
Okay. Well, thanks for that tip. Thanks for that tip, Sweetie. I appreciate it. But as I was saying, I haven't eaten in a week, and I feel like I'm about to faint, and I'm dehydrated. But guess what? I'm going to be on the red carpet September 18th for the Emmys red carpet we're going to be doing some stuff over in Universal City. So I'm really excited about that. So you can stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Pass Out.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I might eat a mango tonight. You know, I may try to eat a mango, but I know if I get to your way, I'm gonna be. You gonna have a box.
Oh, you don't want to eat no mango, girl.
Why?
I don't know if you have you been watching the news.
No, that was apple juice, girl. You gonna start some of
that
mango?
No, we ain't talking about apple juice.
I heard
actually, it was a cantaloupe, not a mango. It was a cantaloupe today. That don't know if you heard about it. It's like killed three people already, and then it's, and it made like for real.
But you said
it was like poisoning
three people. Oh, okay.
Yes, it was poisoning. And watch, look it up if you don't believe me.
Oh, I
and
believe.
And somebody's in a hospital right now was paralyzed. You know, because
wow.
It was poisoning, and they had to take all the Camelots off the, you know, out of the grocery stores.
Wow. Well, y'all heard it from Sweet Tea right there. Don't eat any cantaloupes or possibly apple juice either. That's what's up.
Well, I ain't saying nothing about apple juice. I just said cantaloupe.
Okay. But I do know that there was something going on. I think Dr. Oz had said something. I heard something when I was in Atlanta talking about
Dr. Oz
apple juice. Yeah, about the apple juice.
He tried to clean it up, girl. When he got the outside talking about that apple juice on his show, my mouth was open like, oh, my goodness. He opened up a can of worms.
Yeah.
Good Morning America, he was on there, and why the other doctor, whatever his name was arguing him, talking about, I dare you say.
Wow. Well, I believe that there's it's crazy. The world, what is the world coming to, I tell you. But, something interesting else, you know, in the news, one thing I'm going to say is definitely you got to watch out. Don't necessarily believe everything that Sweet Tea say. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know.
Wow. Like I said, baby girl, you can look it up yourself about the cantaloupe.
Okay.
Hey,
we definitely will.
Story.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this.
And
we
I'm
some...
very shocked that you don't know Miss Thing.
Well, you know, I'm just coming from my my trip in Atlanta, so I'm a day late on some news, but I do want to
girl,
say,
please, you know you be on, your phone goes wherever you go.
That's true, and the great thing about my phone and the internet is that we have Jeffrey Page on the line right now. Welcome to the show, Jeffrey.
Thank you so much, how are you?
I'm doing great. I've actually been bawling you out. And I'm just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
I'm sure you were. I was like running home to like a secure signal location to speak to you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's no problem. We're happy we have you. And just for the listeners that are chiming in right now, you're tuned into the eBuzz with Carla B. We have choreographer Jeffrey Page here. He's actually one of the hottest choreographers today, doing so many great, great things. And I actually checked you out, Jeffrey, online and saw some of the other press and news articles done on you. I also saw a piece that was titled Dance Will Save the World. So I don't know if that was an article that you wrote or somebody
yes.
wrote. That was phenomenal.
Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank you for the heavy duty compliment. I appreciate it. Man, I'm just trying to rock and roll and keep doing my art. But yeah, Dance Will Save the World is a piece that I wrote and am very, very passionate about. It's a piece full of ideology and metaphors, but you know, somewhere deep inside, I think is true in some way, shape, or fashion.
Right. Well, it's definitely a beautiful piece, so I definitely wanted to give you kudos on that. So, Jeffrey, I know our time is almost over, but I definitely want to be able to still give you some time to share with our listeners a little bit more about you. You are Emmy nominated. You're up for an Emmy. And you're also a Broadway performer, and you worked on the choreography for Beyoncé's Run the World Girls video. So I know I shared a little bit about you, but in your own words, if you can, if you will, share with us something behind, something of the man behind the dance, if you will.
Something of the man behind the dance. I worked on the choreography with Frank Gatson and some other choreographers, and it was a real pleasure to work with. You know, I think what people would be surprised to know is none of us really had a clue how all of this was going to come together until it actually came together. It was just kind of like me in the studio playing around with some music and creating a phrase and finding something that worked and actually going with it. So it was a lot of fun, actually. It wasn't a whole lot of work until we got down to the nitty gritty of it all. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun creating it. And B is always a pleasure to work with. You know, she's such a perfectionist, and she knows exactly what it is that she wants. So all of the various elements that came with this video, who knew that it would be such a phenomenal type of thing that would affect so many people in such a way?
Right, right. It was iconic. It was, the whole video was iconic. And definitely you could tell that everybody involved with it, they had to be passionate about dance, and then the whole, it was a philosophy behind it. And it's a, you know, what I think is the start of a movement, you know, with the Beyonce fans and stuff. So it was definitely great. The whole video was iconic, and you guys did an awesome job.
Thank you.
And congrats on the win. You actually won for Best Choreographer for the MTV Music Video Awards for that video.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to get up on stage and say something and thank my mama and thank everybody. Unfortunately, they don't air the technical awards on the show. So the way I found out was Frank hollering through the crowd of Kelly Rowland and all
wow.
kinds of other people, "Yo, Jeffrey, you know we won, right?" And I'm like, "Oh, for real? That's great."
Wow. That's
so, yeah,
awesome.
It was amazing. It was quite an evening.
I'm sure. So mm-hmm. that was your first win. So let's
yes.
talk about, well, at least with the MTV, and I'm sure that there's going to be plenty more to come because you're doing so many great, great things. So let's just digress a little bit, Jeffrey, if we can, and
mm-hmm.
talk about the music video and, like, the creative process. Because I know that I was talking to another media host for EOTM TV, and she was saying how, and she's one of our celebrity gossip columnist where she is up on everything, especially everything that Beyonce does. So she was like, yeah, I heard about Beyonce going to Africa and getting the concepts behind it. So how did all of that come about?
Actually, Beyonce, she saw this the YouTube clip of Tofo Tofo from Mozambique probably about a year or so ago, and she just kind of kept it in the back of her mind. She had this idea of women being this dominatrix type of ruler of the world, and I remember us being on the elevator, and she was talking about, she saw this photograph of this guy in Central Africa holding two hyenas on a chain, and she was thinking how amazing that would be as a concept for a video. And then it kind of went and went and went, and it grew from all of these different ideas. I think it's amazing to see how the idea started as this small little seed, and in a very quick time it grew to something that was such a phenomenal thing. And she allows the choreographers to be a part of that creative process. She allows, you know, her commissioner, her video commissioner, to be a part of that creative process. You know, so it's really amazing to work with her in such a way, because she's such an artist. I don't think that she actually went to Africa and pulled dancers and all of that stuff, but She did fly in Tofo Tofo from Mozambique to join the video.
Wow.
And that I think that changed their life. You know, from the time they got off of the plane, they were smiling from ear to ear, and it was such a pleasure to work with them. So she represented, you know, from East Africa to South Africa to West Africa. You know, she I think she did it full of consciousness. I don't think it was something that just kind of dangled in her lap. I think she was very conscious about this is how I want to represent it, and I'm blessed to round off the choreography for the video and the finale, because I think what my job was to pull everything in the video together, from the east to the south to the, you know, and then my specialty, of course, is the west, but I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, so I'm a hip-hop boy. So, and to pull all of that stuff together in a seamless way to create something that I think represents the video well, and I think we accomplished it.
Right,
so that
you
was
definitely
the,
did.
That was, yeah, that was the creative process behind it all, and Frank Gatson, who's our executive choreographer, was a big part of that as well.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Also, so did you guys have, or did you in particular have any part of the whole symbolism within the video? Because the symbolism was another thing all in itself. It was so much symbolism, and there was a lot of different talk from different people in regards to having some being part of the Illuminati in some way. So I don't know if you've heard that, or just wondering what are your thoughts as far as the symbolism and what was the real meaning behind it besides what the conspiracy theorists were saying.
Well, I do know that she had the director of I Am Legend direct the video. So, you know, I think with most directors, they have an agenda, whether it's an artistic agenda or whatever. You know, as artists, we all have some type of agenda, and I think his agenda for it, and I think her agenda fit very well with his agenda, and I think that was his statement that he was making. You know, of course, in collaboration with her, but you know, she hired him as the director for the video, and you can see the similarities between the movie I Am Legend and her video. You can kind of see the lonesome desert type end of the world feel.
Right.
You can see the ravage. Power that needed to be in order to just survive another day, you know, in her video, which was also a part of that movie. So I think, you know, as all artists, we all carry our statement on our shoulders with us. And as much as we try not to carry it into the next project, I think in some way, shape, or form, it does